Okay. Welcome to Lightning Talks. The next presentation will be by Orestes. He has 15 minutes. Have fun.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon. I'm very happy today because it's my first time at Fosdem, so let me introduce myself a bit. My name is Orestes Mas. I'm a professor at the University, Polytechnic University of Catalonia, where I teach mainly circuits, linear circuits and systems. And I have a problem. The problem is I need to draw circuits, lots of them, to be included in all sorts of documents, exams, articles, and so on, mixed with other kind of graphics, with function plots also, and with mathematical formulas and symbols. So you get the idea. So, but these circuits cannot be drawn in whatever way. Instead, have to fulfill certain restrictions, which are more or less these ones. First of all, they have to be beautiful, of publishing quality. We need a large library of predefined symbols to avoid reinventing the wheel over and over. And it's better to not mix libraries from different authors because you will end up with a mess of styles. We also need to change the appearance of symbols upon needs. And a thing I consider very important is a consistent typography between the text and the graphics. For instance, here you have a circuit where you have some symbols over there, variables, currents, voltages, and often you makes reference to these symbols in the text. And if you look at the symbols, they have a font. And if you later change your mind and want to change the font, the graphic has to change the font too. For instance, here you have other kind of symbols, and the graphic is updated accordingly. And finally, we want to create and edit these graphics, these circuits, using free tools on free systems and saving it in free formats. So obviously, there are many software packages out there to draw circuits, but if you apply those restrictions, the list starts to shrink. So